Good evening, and welcome to your Tesla Daily Update for April 25, 2026. Let's start with the market. Tesla stock closed yesterday at $373.87, down about 4.8% from the week high of $392.50 on April 20. Investors continue to weigh slowing growth in China against Tesla's ambitious autonomous driving and robotaxi ambitions. In manufacturing news, Tesla is claiming a 20% boost in production at Giga Berlin in Germany, but Electrek reports the numbers simply don't add up. Internal data reviewed by the outlet suggests the actual output increase falls significantly short of the claimed 20%, raising questions about how Tesla communicates its European manufacturing milestones. In China, Tesla has maxed out its $5.8 billion bank debt facility as sales in the world's largest auto market continue to slide. The company is facing intensifying competition from domestic EV makers like BYD and Xiaomi, while also dealing with regulatory headwinds. The fully utilized credit line underscores the financial pressure Tesla is under as it navigates its China slowdown. On the product front, a prototype of the next-generation Model Y, internally referred to as Model YL, has been spotted on U.S. roads for the first time. The prototype was photographed in the wild, suggesting Tesla is actively testing the updated crossover ahead of a potential launch. Details remain scarce, but the vehicle appears to feature design refinements consistent with Tesla's recent aesthetic updates. In a buried regulatory filing, Tesla quietly disclosed a $2 billion acquisition of an AI hardware company. The purchase, which received little fanfare, signals Tesla's continued push to bring more of its AI infrastructure in-house, from chip design to compute capacity, as it races to develop full self-driving technology and its robotaxi fleet. Tesla also announced HW4 Plus, an upgraded version of its latest in-vehicle hardware with doubled memory capacity. However, the announcement raises new questions about the fate of the current HW4 platform. Industry observers are asking whether HW4 will meet the same end as HW3, which Tesla previously said would eventually be retired in favor of newer hardware, leaving millions of HW3 vehicle owners uncertain about their access to future full self-driving updates. On the robotaxi front, Tesla confirmed that Cybercab production has officially begun, a key milestone for the autonomous vehicle. However, the company acknowledged delays in its timeline for launching unsupervised robotaxi rides, tempering expectations for an imminent commercial rollout. And in the Optimus humanoid robot program, Tesla has once again pushed back the V3 reveal to later this year, marking another delay for the much-anticipated update on Tesla's robotics ambitions. That's all for today's Tesla update. Stay tuned for tomorrow's news. Thanks for listening.